You know, before I started in higher ed, I used to work in consumer loans. I worked in consumer loans and I hated it. I hated the job. You were always trying to, you know, get people to take more money, take out bigger loans, and do all these things that maybe weren't in their best interest, but, you know, help the company's bottom line. But my favorite part of that job, and the only part I really liked, was when you got to walk in and tell a family that you could help them with their bills. You could lower their monthly payments. That was the best part of the job and the only part I liked. So I found a job that I get to do that all the time. I get to provide them with the benefits they need to fill the gap, to get them through, and just help them. I don't have to have an agenda other than that.
From the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, this is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. My name is Janet Maltby. We explore careers, college majors, and more so you can be a success here on the LCCC campus and beyond. I'm a career counselor, and I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. Today in our program, my special guest is Matt Mercado. He is the director of the SALE program at Lorain County Community College. Participants in the program get free money in the form of gap tuition scholarships, textbook vouchers, and gift cards. They also get personalized career advising, priority registration, and access to career development workshops. It's all designed to help you complete your degree in 3 years or less. So if you're a full-time student receiving the Pell Grant, and you're thinking about taking out loans to cover your expenses, wait. You owe it to yourself to check out programs on your college campus that will pay you as you go to school. Here on the LCCC campus, we have the SALE program, and I'm happy to introduce you to the director. Welcome to the program, Matt Mercado.
Thanks for having me, Janet. Happy to be here.
Let's get right into it. Let's say that I am a full-time student, okay, and I've applied for financial aid, and I'm receiving some money, free money, from the Pell Grant, and it doesn't quite cover everything. And I'm thinking about taking out a loan to cover the expenses. How is this SALE program going to help me?
So, you know, the example you just gave is very, very common, right? We see a lot of students who get partial Pell that just won't cover a full-time schedule, right? And they think the only way to, you know, earn that degree going full-time is to take out loans to pay for the rest of it. They can't afford to do it out of pocket, and that seems like their only recourse. Our program, we're here to sort of alleviate some of that stress for you. Let's say, for instance, you're getting about $1,600 in Pell for a year. Let's say Janet Maltby fills out the FAFSA. She ends up qualifying for $1,600 worth of Pell for the year. So you take that, you break that up into two semesters. Let's say you want to go in the fall and the spring. It's $800 a semester. Well, a full-time schedule is going to probably run you around $2,800, more than that, most likely, right? So you're with $1,600. The actual cost is $2,800. That's a $1,200 difference. So what the SALE program does for students, and you mentioned gap tuition scholarships, we come in and we pay that $1,200, right? So that you don't have to take out that loan.
And so do I have to pay that back?
No, it's not grant funds. It's funds that the college gives you if you're in this program. But it is not something you owe to us at all. We give it to you so that you can succeed. In addition to that, we're going to give you $300 extra each semester so that help you pay for books. And then, you know, in order to help you ensure that you can get to class or eat, we're going to give you $50 each month to Giant Eagle. So you can either get gas at the get-go there, or you can get groceries if that's something you need instead. I can't tell you how many students we've had that really tell us, you know, I need this $50 to get groceries. I don't have money to eat. So we met students in parking lots to hand them gift cards. We've mailed them to them. We do whatever it takes, really, to ensure that you have what you need to not only take classes, but to be at your best while you're taking these classes, right? And everybody knows if you're hungry, you're not going to do very well.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure we meet that need as well.
Yeah. And I bet there's times that you want to pull some money out of your own pocket.
Yeah. And I, you know, I'm not going to state, but that has happened.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, we're here to make sure that these students succeed. And if we have something that we can offer, then we want to do that. Mm-hmm. Right.
So that sounds really good.
Yeah.
But what's the catch here?
There is no catch. We do ask that you be a full-time student. right? So that means 12 credit hours. That means a full-time schedule. That's generally 3 to 4 classes, sometimes 5, depending on how many credit hours each class is worth. And so we also ask that you meet with your advisor, right? I think important part of your college experience here is to start building relationships with people. And we believe that can start with your advisor. That's such an important relationship and vital to your success here on campus and in higher education in general, that, you know, we think it's worth your time to really get to know your advisor so they can understand who you are, so that we can start to anticipate your needs instead of, you know, having to react to any situation that may come up and find funds for you there.
So you make a lot of connections here on the campus.
I think that's the most important part of our program, the relationships between the advisor and the student. And then that connection leads to resources that we know about and that we can help you with.
So believe it or not, I have like a 10th grader that's listening to my podcast. Okay. And she's really committed to getting her degree debt-free. But let's say that she's now graduated, okay, from high school, and she needs that gap scholarship. What should she do? Tell me what she should do like today, this week.
So in order to get connected with us, it's really simple. You know, you could come into our office. We're on the first floor of the Bass Library building. We're right across from Financial Aid, which is kind of the perfect location. So you stop at Financial Aid, find out you need some more money for school, come across the hall, right? See us. If we're not there, we do have a website, lorainecc.edu/sale, S-A-I-L. And on that website, you can fill out an interest form and we contact you within 48 hours and let you, you know, fill out an application, which is very, very simple, and apply to the program. We do a rolling enrollment. If a student qualifies for our program, we'll take them regardless of the semester, right? As long as there's seats available in our program, we'll take them. So my advice to this 10th grader out there listening is that as soon as you're able to apply, apply to our program. Now, the thing you need to have done, right, is the FAFSA. You have to have the FAFSA done. It's so, so important. We can't accept you. We can't pre-qualify you. Nothing like that without a FAFSA completed and on file. So that would be the very first thing you need to do. And that's the first thing you should do if you're interested in college at all, right? Fill out your FAFSA so that you can see what you do qualify for.
Give me the information again, who they need to contact.
Sure.
Is there a phone number
there
as
is,
well?
There is. I apologize. Let me give that to you. It's 440-366-4117. That's the SAIL main office line. We are checking that all the time, even when we're not in the office. So feel free to leave us messages. We will get back to you as soon as we can.
And then it's also lorainecc.edu/sale.
SAIL, S-A-I-L.
Okay. Matt, why are you doing this job?
You know, before I started in higher ed, I used to work in consumer loans. I worked in consumer loans and I hated it. I hated the job. You were always trying to, you know, get people to take more money, take out bigger loans, and do all these things that maybe weren't in their best interest, but, you know, help the company's bottom line. But my favorite part of that job, and the only part I really liked, was when you got to walk in and tell a family that you could help them with their bills. You could lower their monthly payments. That was the best part of the job and the only part I liked. So I found a job that I get to do that all the time. I get to provide them with the benefits they need to fill the gap, to get them through, and just help them. I don't have to have an agenda other than that. When you ask, you know, what's the catch? There is no catch. We want to help you. We do better when you do better, right? We want our students to graduate. That helps the college. That helps us. So there is no, you know, other agenda besides that. And that's what I love about this job.
Can you tell me about a student?
Sure. I mean, there's so many students I could mention. A student named Zach and his sister were both in our program. They were homeschooled. They were two of 14 kids. They did great. They graduated. Zach wrote a book that got published recently. So plug to Zach and his book. but also his two younger brothers are now in the program. And I anticipate we'll take the rest of the 14 kids if they come to this school. So,
maybe the grandkids too.
Yeah, maybe the grandkids too. It's a family affair. We love that.
Matt, thanks so much for taking the time to
Absolutely.
Speak with me today.
Thanks, Janet.
If you live on the west side of Cleveland and are eligible for the Pell Grant and plan to be a full-time student, I hope you'll check out the SAIL program. Matt can be reached at lorainecc.edu/sale. You can also find out more information by calling the following number,
440-366-4117.
Finally, if you're unsure about your career direction and want help on completing a degree debt-free, you can reach me, Janet Mulpey, at radiowannabe.com/contact. I also teach a totally online career exploration class through LCCC called Career Exploration and Life Planning, SDEV 103. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursue passionate work, and debt-free living. Until next time, I'm Janet Mulpey. Thanks for listening.